Good morning, all. Two quick notes before we begin. One is that first we're going to be starting Masechet Shabbos, God willing, if not tomorrow, then on Thursday. So that's exciting. We're shifting to Seder Moed because of all the upcoming holidays, so I thought it would be nice to start learning all of the Masechet related to the holidays, and then God willing, we'll kind of backtrack at some point back to Zrayim. But so the plan is to go to Seder Moed, Masechet Shabbos, either if not tomorrow, then on Thursday. That's one. And two is that I just want to say publicly that I misspoke. My understanding has always been that there is more of a dispute with regards to saying brachos over lightning and thunder and the like. That said, it seems like there's not much of a machlokes, because it seems like for the most part we do try to say brachos over these things using Shem Hashem, using God's name. And so I was just mistaken. So in general, we do try to make these brachos, and it was just my mistake. Okay, but we'll jump right in now to Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. So we'll just do this one Mishnah for today, and then we'll save the last Mishnah. We'll do most of it tomorrow morning, and then we'll finish it up for Shal Shudas, because the Abixer, since they've been sponsoring, they want to kind of make the same at Shal Shudas this week. So we'll just do the last one mostly tomorrow, and we'll finish it up at Shal Shudas. So Mishnah Dalet right now. Hanechnas Lakrach Mispalel Shtayim, a person who enters into a krach is like a city, but it's also usually meant to refer to like a walled city. So a person who enters into a walled city, so he has to daven twice. What are these prayers? We'll see in a second. Achas l'chnisaso. He has to pray once when he goes into the city. V'achas b'tziaso, and once when he leaves the city. Benazai omer benazai says no, that's not true. I disagree with you. Arba, he has to actually daven four times. Why? Shtayim b'chnisaso. He has to daven twice once he enters. Shnayim b'tziaso, and twice once he leaves. So the question is, obviously, what are all these prayers? So the obvious one is the Tanakam. He says you do one when you enter and one when you leave. So one when you enter is to pray to God that you will be safe in the city. This assumption is that we're talking about a city that's slightly more dangerous than the average city. So if you're about to go into a very dangerous area, so you say a prayer to God, please keep me protected. That's right before you enter. So you go in and then you go out. And then finally, once you leave the city, you say a blessing thanking God, or say a prayer thanking God for keeping you safe. Then Azai says, no, you do four. So that's one before you enter the city, that you stay safe. Then you'll get to where you meant to go, to a house or whatever, and you're safe there. So then you thank God. Then before you head out of the city again, you say a prayer to God to keep you safe. And then finally, once you leave the city safely, then you thank God again for keeping you safe. So those are all the four things. And says in the Mishnah, slightly interesting, we'll explain this in a second. So in general, you should always thank God for things that have happened in the past. And you should scream out to God, you should cry out to God, asking God to help you with things that are going to happen in the future before they happen. So some people do ask, why is it that this is slightly out of order, right? So the mission has been talking about first you pray to God for help, and then you thank God. So now we just said you thank God, and then you pray to God for help. So it seems like some commentaries talk about how this is referring to the two specific prayers that Ben-Azai just added. So we know that originally we had a prayer before you go in the city and a prayer before you go out. Ben-Azai added two in the middle. He said you should add a thank you prayer in the middle and an additional request prayer from God to keep you safe. So says some of these commentaries that this order of thanking God first and then crying out to God, that's reflecting Ben-Azai's two additional prayers when he says you have to thank God and then ask God for help once again. Okay, we'll stop.